What's so funny, guys?
We're live in a dentist's office.
Oh my god.
John, apparently John's quite the violent sexer.
I miss everything because I'm over here pushing buttons and running the show.
I will never ever be a mime.
Well, there you go. There's a soft open if there ever was one. Hey, folks, welcome to the possible Oscar Posker cast number 27.
Like 27 of these?
27.
What the H?
This is we're doing the Weird Al episode. It's 27.
Oh,
I'm leaving.
With me as always, Nathan, John, and Jeff.
Howdy.
What were you guys laughing about? Seriously, I missed it.
John was miming some sex moves along to the intro music.
Yeah, oh, every awesome. Time the intro music plays, we all do violent, sexy dances. And
was that a kidney punch?
An inverted choke move. That was a left hand.
No, it was just a crude act. But
awesome.
It got out of hand.
We should probably do a video podcast, huh? So you guys can see all this fun stuff. So we're back here in the basement, having just concluded a rehearsal, getting ready for our show at Convergence. That is, I believe, June 30th through July 3rd, and we're playing on the Saturday, July 1st at 1 p.m.
So 4 weeks from this Saturday,
pretty
right?
much, yeah, 4 weeks.
It's a month.
So get your costumes ready. If you're not registered, too late. You're going to have to pay at the door. Which I think you can pre-register, but it's still the full price.
$80 or something.
That's what I got to do.
Yeah.
Are we worth $80? Yes, we are.
Oh, yes.
Well, wait, you get a whole convention of entertainment as well.
Going to see us. But
for your $80, you also get a Paul and Storm show on Friday night. Friday night, I believe 7:30.
Friday night, yep.
And they're big.
You also get a Masquerade.
They're not fat.
Huge.
They are less big than they used to be.
Actually, with the $80, you get a small box of sex.
Small box?
A sex box.
Yes.
360.
And a unlimited refills.
This is going to be funny to no one who listens to this.
Yes. Some of our comments need a little context. You're not going to get it because you have to just be here and understand what has happened for the rest of the evening. Let's just say you missed an improvised tale of homeless men and cheese.
Yes. And Gorgonzola.
No Gouda.
Gorgonzola.
So anyway, I recommend Convergence to anyone who is considering it.
It's actually, a lot of people I know that don't even associate with conventions in general always go to Convergence.
It's a good time.
It's a big thing.
It's a good time.
Kent will be there this
year. It's like almost 4,000 people crammed in a hotel, parties, good times.
It'll be his first Convergence.
So, yeah, awesome. No, is Kent's first one?
Convergence, yeah.
Really?
He only goes to MarsCon.
He's been there before.
Yeah, MarsCon.
So. Huh, you're probably right. Well, that'll be interesting.
Remo Williams will be at the Convergence.
I will be checking his cargo pants pockets for stuff.
Dun, 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 dun.
Will they contain sex?
Probably. No one can't.
Oh, yeah. You might find some in his hair, too.
I don't want him passing on anyone's couch.
Again.
Kent is a drinker. Anyway, so speaking of conventions, we have yet another performance to announce to you. We are performing at WindyCon in Chicago come November. I think it's 11th through 13th, but I could have the dates wrong. I know it's sometime in the middle. The actual lineup of possible Oscar that will be in attendance is still in flux, but there will be a subset or possibly the entire band there. It remains to be seen, but still. I hear that the Klingons might be going. The local Klingon group might be making a trip out to WindyCon.
Really?
So.
Neat.
Could be a good time. Actually, when I mentioned it to our friends Shane and Carrie, they actually said, Carrie was like, we should go to Chicago that weekend. I'm like, sure, come on down. I can't guarantee you'll have fun, but
okay.
I have no idea what the scene is like at WindyCon. Hey, if you guys are, anyone out there, are WindyCon veterans, drop us an email, possibleoscar@gmail.com, or comment on the blog post for this episode. Let us know what we can expect from our WindyCon experience. If you wouldn't mind.
I'd rather not get robbed.
Do we need to wear a parka?
Happen, can we out?
I'd rather not get fabbed.
Can we what?
Can we out?
Can we out?
Like, get out?
Are we?
If we're going to get robbed when we go to Chicago.
Right. If that's like a guaranteed something? Okay. I'm not sure if they put that in the program.
You will get butt raped. Okay. Well, maybe I don't want to play then.
Hmm.
What if it's really dangerous? Can we just send a pre-recorded show down there?
Probably. Tell you what. We'll work on animatronic robots of us. I'm sure that can't be too expensive, right?
No, you could probably get a
kit for that from Make Magazine or something.
Cardboard and spring.
From Stan Winston Studios.
ThinkGeek has probably got a starter kick for animatronics, right?
Yes.
Right. All right. So that is it. Yeah, we mentioned the last time a show coming up in August locally. Could be a little trouble with that. We're not sure. We'll keep you apprised on what is going on with that.
Yeah.
So that is the business portion of the show. And somebody had talked, brought up the talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Both the TV show and the book.
You finished the first book on audio.
The first book on audio. I'm presuming it's the same as reading it with my eyes.
A video book.
Although I don't get sexy Roy DeTrice's voice. I think that's his name.
Ah, yes. Which they actually copied into the show a little bit.
Like, oh, really?
People have his accent.
Ah, interesting.
Lines. And things have obviously been changed. There are a lot of conversations that happen between characters who don't have their own chapters.
Like, okay,
conversations
sure.
out of chapter. If you're familiar with the book, each chapter follows a single character. And then they switch. And yeah. it gives you different perspectives.
And it's the same kind of subset of characters that appeared throughout the book.
Yeah.
So there's like a dozen of them or whatever that are, you know, repeated over and over. So the scenes may change, but there's one person who's who you get the actual inner monologue from.
Mm-hmm. The monologue's taken out completely.
Sure.
Obviously, the scene is based on one person, but they've added a couple people. Like, they have a scene with Renly.
Okay. And he's he doesn't really appear in the first book at all.
Yeah, he doesn't have his own chapter. Sure. He's mentioned in brief. He doesn't. And who else did they do? They did one between the king and Cersei that never happened in the book.
Okay.
And
another punching scene, perhaps. Let's just say the King Robert is not always kind to his ladies.
No, he did not in that scene. Actually, it was I liked that scene because it did a little personal thing between the two of them.
Sure.
Kind of. I for the most part, I like the little scenes that they added in.
I've been concentrating on the production value of mm-hmm. the show, which is very impressive. I mean, it's HBO, so it's, you know, it's going to be good, but the sets and everything are pretty damn entertaining.
And you must enjoy the fact that they didn't go all CGI up on the sets for most of them.
Well,
a lot of the scenes.
Yeah, but it's all mats, and there's a lot of, you know, digital mats, but
yeah.
But I don't care. The mats are fine. It's stuff that moves that bugs me, you know? Mm-hmm. And, the gore, it's nice and gory and nice and booby. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So, John, you haven't read the book, but you're enjoying the series.
Right? See, it's like with The Walking Dead, I kind of wish I never read the books because it made me like the show a little less, even though the show is really good. With Game of Thrones, it's like I'm just going into it blindly and loving it.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe down the road I'll read the book because,
cool.
you know, just to kind of flesh out the stuff I'm, you know, having questions on. But
sidebar,
for now, I'm just having a good...
Sidebar, you mentioned Walking Dead. I'm going to recommend if you are interested in a good interview with Robert Kirkman. He appeared on one of the most recent Nerdist podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
So I would seek that out. If you are interested in his process and how he got started.
Oh, cool.
Definitely worth a listen. Anyway.
Yeah,
I was going to say, since Nathan, you've read the book several times and now watching the show, are you enjoying it?
Just as much.
Okay.
Yes. You're really losing a lot of the detail in the background.
Sure.
Not obviously. Just in the characters, but the world around them and the...
You don't get detailed descriptions of all their outfits, that's for sure.
That you don't get.
Which is something that... this is something Paul and Storm have criticized occasionally, George R. R. Martin, is that they call it the boiled leather, in that there's a lot of detail when people are when they set a scene, it's like all the characters, what they're wearing is described very, very, very much in detail. Which is kind of cool, actually, because I like the language of it, but it can be a bit much.
Well, going in blindly... Not reading the books, not knowing anything. The show is very character heavy. They just throw in all these characters at you.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
that's the book.
All these battles. And what's great, though, is the opening credits really help out the show. Like, the more, you know, it's on episode seven finished. Every episode I watch the opening credits and I get a piece of, you know, because it shows the whole land.
Yeah,
it shows the cities and it kind of shows where they are in the relation to each other, and it's like you know, the more I get into the episodes, I'm like, oh, okay, now I understand. Like, the geography, it makes more sense, you know. And same with the characters, but...
There's a map in the book, too.
Cool.
Well, it's great that the opening theme is shows you everything.
Shows you the lands and how they're related and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Nathan.
Yeah.
Are there scenes in the show... there's a lot of stuff that happens in the book that is sort of alluded to and discussed after the fact.
Sure.
And you guys haven't gotten that far in the show yet, but this is really not a spoil. There are battles to come. And in from my experience in the book... There are a lot of battles that happen that you don't see. They actually get talked about afterwards, and people deal with the repercussions of it. TV shows tend to, when they do adaptations, they'll actually show those because they're more interesting than just talking about
it. They haven't gotten to those battles really yet. Yeah. Actually, they skipped over a bunch that happened in the trip to the Vale.
Okay, sure.
Or through the Vale.
Right.
Going up to the Sky Castle.
To the Eyrie, yeah.
Yeah, up to the Eyrie. They skip over a lot of the battles, or the battle, it's just kind of glazed over. But they hit the major point.
Okay.
But they haven't gotten to any of the other...
Right. That's what battles. I'm curious is if that is what they end up doing. If they decide that, rather than talking about them and not showing them, we're going to show them.
Yeah.
And Dinklage rules.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, no, he rocks it. Him and whoever's playing Peter Baelish, Littlefinger.
Yeah.
They pretty much
Tyrion is such a good character in the book anyway, so
yes.
Doesn't hurt.
He owns it.
Jeff, I know you don't have much to say on this because you've not read the books or watched the show.
I have not even seen the video book.
Are you what?
the television program.
Are you curious at all about checking those? Are you well, do you get into the fantasy medieval type stuff?
I like the medieval look, the stuff. We came across it, the wife and I, and I'm like, ooh, I heard this was good, and we flipped it on and she was like, I don't want to start it in the middle of the show.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't
do
that.
Yeah, so I haven't seen any of it yet, pretty much.
I'm excited to... I don't know if I can wait for the DVDs to come out, so I may have to go... I mean, I know I can download it from the internet, but I'm a little skittish because of my past with downloading HBO shows. And
I think you can watch it on HBO, the interweb, like their main site.
But you have, don't you have to be a subscriber, though?
I have no idea.
HBO.
Maybe I'll look into that because I would really... Keyboard. Now that I'm done with the book, it's like I'm dying to see the show. So, yeah. Let me just say the last chapter, the book. I kind of felt like the book, you know, didn't... it didn't have a huge big climax, but that's sort of the point because it's kind of part of a series. So,
do you know how many episodes are supposed to be in the series?
I think 10, okay. But because this is all looking at IMDb, I have no idea what they are.
That's their standard is 10.
Is it 10 or 12 with HBO?
It's 10 or 12.
Is Mark and
all Deadwood? That was all 10, I think. No, every season was 10.
I mean,
are they planning? 12? Do you guys know? Are they planning to do the entire first book with the first season, or are they breaking it up?
Nope, first book, first season.
Okay,
they're going to do a season for each book.
But they're going to keep the title of Game of Thrones. I would assume.
Apparently, yeah.
Which I guess is a decent. It's probably a more marketable name than A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yes.
So, hey, we'll go for it.
This is A Song of Ice and Fire, right now on HBO.
Well, there's our Game of Thrones discussion.
That's rock and roll.
The podcast isn't always about music. It's about what we're enjoying.
Plus, Game of Thrones fuels my RPG sex. And because I don't have... my Xbox is gone, so Dragon Age is screwed.
Where's your Xbox?
I will admit that...
It died.
Send it in. Going through the book, I actually has given me thoughts of things to build in Minecraft. It's like I have like ideas. I want to build towns and stuff like that now. I found I was... Okay, so in the latest version, we're going to dive into Minecraft briefly. The latest version that came out, they added a map, right? So you can craft a map, and then you can... It'll draw your surroundings as you walk around. And I don't care. I'm just going to meet you guys. So I was wandering around my areas trying to fill out my map, right? And I found a really cool spot where it's like on the coast of a body of water, and there's like a little piece of land that juts out. I'm like, all right, cool. I can build like a fort here to defend it, and then I can be like a merchant town right here. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm going to build docks, and I might build a ship. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to build like a little medieval village.
That would be cool. And and like I said, the farm. You gotta have the farm in between. Like
your
estate, and the farm, and then the ocean, and have the little...
Well, there'll probably be
the harbor village.
There'll probably be, farmlands around the town, I would think.
Yep.
I don't know. And I might build another town that's near my main estate. But I also, when I was wandering around, I kinda got through like a rainforest area. And for some reason, I managed to find like a big plot of like perfectly flat land, like between two mountains. And I'm like, hey, cool. I'm going to build a little vacation home on here. It's awesome. And it's like, if I just go right down the hill, there's a little beach there with some water. Oh, this is perfect. So I got that mapped out. I built like a big tower and put some torches on it as a beacon so I can find it again.
And, you know, I still vote that we need to do a video or some kind of thing in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get the green screen and film some footage of your world, and then we'll be in it and be like, you know.
It'd be cool.
Little episode. Possible Oscar visits Minecraft land.
Yep. In a song that has nothing to do with Minecraft.
In Jerome Town.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's probably enough. We're at about 16 minutes here. So, hey, let me start the music here and get this. So that's when the Posker Cask. I always say that like it's like fucking ale or something.
Hey.
I wish it were. Anyway. Well, check us out on the web, possibleoscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Send us an email. Comment on the show.
Send us some sex.
There you go. Yes, lots. In the mail.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.